T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Crimes in transit so far this year have increased 65%. With slashings and stabbings, the biggest problem is cracking down on fare beaters, a possible solution. We've just heard about that this morning from the MTA chair and CEO Jan Lieber. Our Sam Liebman has the update.
MTA Chair Jan Lieber says he thinks the continued surging of police will make a difference, but it won't happen quickly. And today he said the MTA's part of that equation is addressing fare evasion, which he says is a growing problem, up to 12% in recent years from 3%. He says one in three bus passengers don't pay the fare, and that also goes for bridges and tunnels, people obscuring their license plates to avoid being ticketed, being told by mail. So he believes that this is sort of a broken windows approach, but he also acknowledges that communities of color have disproportionately been affected by fare evasion crackdowns. So he wants to kind of address the social and educational issues behind it and take a different approach. He's appointing a blue ribbon panel that has some civil rights leaders on it to make recommendations to the MTA on how they can address this issue. He says it's not just tearing at the social fabric, but it also costs the MTA over $500 million, and that's an estimate a year. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
Winds News Time, 11:04. Police are asking for your help finding the man who exposed himself to a woman after forcing her from the subway and into an apartment building lobby. This happened last Thursday, just before 10 in the morning at the busy Flushing Main Street station. Police say the victim was able to break away in the lobby. The photo of that suspect up on 1010winds.com. Well, we told you that hate crimes are on the rise, and now we have a clearer picture of the growing number of anti-Semitic incidents. The Anti-Defamation League is out with new data in New York and New Jersey. Scott Richmond, the ADL director for New York and New Jersey, telling 1010 Winds.
New York has more anti-Semitic incidents than any other state by far, and New Jersey is number two. Our number for New Jersey this year is a record, 370 incidents. Add to that 416 incidents in New York. You have 786 in the region. And again, we've never had such a high number.
Of the 416 incidents in New York, the data shows 63% took place in the five boroughs, and more than half occurred in public areas. A federal judge has ordered the head of the city's jails to appear today at a hearing on conditions at Rikers. Prosecutors with the U.S. Attorney's Office sent a letter to the judge saying the jails are in a state of crisis and action is desperately needed. 16 inmates died at Rikers last year. 3 have died so far this year. 3 teens are under arrest on Long Island for allegedly stealing a car in Great Neck and using it to ram police cars. Police say several officers were injured. The suspects are 16 and 17. They are from New Jersey. Police say a loaded 9mm gun was also found in the vehicle. Police are releasing photos this morning of 4 young women wanted for attacking 2 other girls over the weekend in Lower Manhattan. During the assault on State Street, a 14-year-old girl was stabbed in the leg with a kitchen knife. A 20-year-old woman pepper sprayed. The suspects then ran off into the Bowling Green subway station. The pictures are up on our website, 1010winds.com. A former employee at a Queens vaccine distribution site is suing the company, claiming they were watering down the vaccine doses with too much saline.
The Centers for Urgent Care operates the Korean Community Service site in Bayside. Jamie Zhang was a site coordinator. He says he was fired by the company after he complained about that company mixing too much saline in vaccine doses, and he filed suit claiming whistleblower discrimination. Here's his attorney, John Scola.
So essentially, if they over-diluted the vaccine, they would guarantee seven shots per vial, as opposed to 6, which was what the CDC said you should get per vial.
Scola says they want the city health department to investigate potentially thousands of doses watered down. Glenn Schuck, 1010, Winds News.
Mayor Eric Adams unveiling his new city budget this afternoon. He will do it in an address at the historic King's Theater in Brooklyn. The mayor's office said Adams will also talk about his first 100 days in office and his vision for the city's recovery from COVID shutdowns. He is expected to speak at 1 o'clock and, of course, 1010 Winds Newsline will be monitoring.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.